Good afternoon. My name is Mark Corey. I'm with Cherokee Fabrication. And we're presenting automation of the Cherokee Fabrication Roundup Module Unwrapper. You know, the rapid increase of round seed cotton modules has created the need for handling these cotton packages in the ginning process. And the important thing to take away from this is the wrap is not cut in the Cherokee approach, which offers gins the advantage of easy processing without risking contamination in the finished bales. At the 2009 Beltwide Technical Conference, Cherokee presented the results from the first successful season, or the successful first season, of the Roundup Module Unwrapper, which was installed at Adams Land Company in Leechville, Arkansas. And it ran throughout the entire 2008 gin season. A version of the video presented at that time is available online for viewing at CherokeeFab.com. The patent-pending design has since benefited from the addition of an innovative automation system, and mechanical improvements have further streamlined the previously simple sequence of operation. The ASABE, American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers, named the Cherokee Fabrication Roundup a 2009 AE50 Outstanding Innovation Award winner. In 2009, the ASABE published the recipients of this award in the June issue of Resource Magazine. The Roundup is featured on page 18 of this publication. For those not familiar with how the Roundup works, I'll show a quick step through of the sequence from the Adams Land Company installation. First, the module advances to the pickup point. Then the arms clamp onto the module and a series of pins grab the wrap. Once the module is over the next empty spot on the module feeder bed, the main lifting beam stops and the gripping arms begin to rotate. The pressure from the gripping arms is released slightly and the cotton begins to slowly ooze out of the wrap. The cotton then drops onto the bed, leaving the wrap behind. This provides a wiping action inside the wrap that cleans it as it leaves. The wrap is retained on the pins, and the beams bring the wrap back down, allowing any remaining cotton to escape. The gripping arms are opened and rotated back to the original position. Stripper plates then push the wrap off the pins. Once the wrap falls onto the bed, the operator reaches over a low barrier with a hook to safely remove the wrap. A mixture of round and traditional modules were processed throughout the 2008 season at Adams Land. And the changeover from round to traditional module simply required the operator to park the Roundup in the vertical position and push a selector switch. With the 2008 version, the operators easily learned to perform a complete cycle in less than 2 minutes. The round modules processed in 2008 had an average weight of about 5,000 pounds. If one-third by weight of each machine pick module finds its way into a 500-pound finished bale, then a 5,000-pound round module contains about 3 1/3 bales. If it takes 2 minutes to complete each cycle, then conservatively speaking, these modules could be processed at 100 bales an hour. For the 2009 crop season, we installed a new Roundup at Sandy Ridge Cotton Company in Malden, Missouri. The Roundup was in place and ready for operation prior to the beginning of the ginning season. Sandy Ridge is a complete Cherokee plant, including three Cherokee 170 Majestic gin stands and a Cherokee Elite press. The entire gin is capable of running at about 55 bales an hour maximum under ideal conditions. However, under normal conditions, the gin typically ran at a more relaxed pace of about 48 bales an hour. For Sandy Ridge, the wrap stripper hydraulic cylinders on the Roundup were removed, and the wrap removal process occurred automatically at the end of the sequence when the clamps were completely opened. This change removed one step from the already short sequence of operation and also simplified the electrical and hydraulic circuits. The hydraulic power unit was also simplified for 2009, and the power requirements reduced from 50 to 30 horsepower for the main pump. The power unit also includes a 3-horsepower pump for cooling and filtering of the oil, and a 3rd horse motor on the oil cooler fan. Here you can see the operator control panel at the bottom of the screen and the safety barrier where the operator reaches over to remove the empty wrap. The operator control panel was located on the floor near the point where the empty wrap is released, allowing the entire process to be handled by a single operator. Even though the capacity of the Roundup greatly exceeded the capacity of the GN, this provided a considerable buffer of time for the operator to perform his duties at the Roundup and then also fold up the empty wrap and place it in a baler that was located beside the control panel. Shortly after the ginning season began, Sandy Ridge allowed Cherokee to install and test experimental modifications that made the entire control sequence run in automatic. When the unit ran in automatic mode, the operator only needed to push one button one time to initiate each cycle after removing the empty wrap from the previous cycle. After the module size increased early in the season, the automatic feature did not always operate reliably, but we made some changes to the sensors, and shortly afterwards, we were able to accommodate the large modules in the automatic mode, and it ran well for the remainder of the season. Even with the smaller hydraulic power unit, early testing of the automatic mode was able to complete the cycle in almost 2 minutes. Shortly after the season began, the round module pickers this year were modified, and they were producing modules averaging about 4.1 bales per round module. The Roundup worked just as well on these. For round modules averaging 4.1 bales per module, gen feeding rates of over 110 bales per hour can be achieved. As we visited customers throughout the season, we were disappointed to hear that there was a rumor going around that cotton from the Roundup pouring onto module feeders' beds caused damage to the rollers. This simply is not true. There has been no damage whatsoever. All of the rollers and bearings beneath the Roundups were inspected at the end of both seasons, and none were damaged and none were replaced. Also, some of the gen managers planning to process round modules for the 2010 crop season told us they preferred the more cost-effective non-cut Cherokee approach to removing the plastic wrap, but lacked the 25 feet of overhead clearance required to install the Roundup. So in response to these customers, Cherokee will also offer the Roundup 2 for the 2010 season. This system uses the same patent-pending, non-cutting, and non-contaminating concepts as the original Roundup, but will operate in a much smaller space and stand at a height of less than 20 feet tall. The Roundup 2 will use retaining walls that are only 3 feet tall and operate at a capacity of slightly less than the original. Here's a step through the sequence of operation. In step one, the modules are advanced toward the pickup point at high speed, and you can see the step indicators at the bottom. In step two, the first module indicates to the pickup point while the remainder of the modules wait their turn. In step three, the arms clamp the module. In step four, the module is raised up off the bed for rotation clearance. In steps five and six, the rotation is completed. In step seven, the clamping pressure is released enough to allow the cotton to begin to ooze out until it reaches the roller bed, which is going to be about 2 to 3 feet below. In step eight, the arms slide the wrap up off the cotton. In step nine, the arms lower slightly for rotation clearance while the module advances. In steps 10 and 11, the arms complete the rotation and open to release the wrap. In step 12, the empty wrap is removed and the cycle is complete. This method is actually closer to the way we first tested the concept in 2007. At that time, we performed a forklift test, a lifting frame test, and several pin tests. Four pads with pins on the face were constructed and fitted onto the forks of two forklifts. A round module was tipped over with the openings facing up and down. Then the forklifts pressed into opposite sides of the module, allowing the pins to puncture the wrap, and the forks were raised on both at the same time. Later, a large frame with more pads and pins was constructed, which completely surrounded the module. As the frame was lifted, the wrap began to easily slide off the module, and then finally several different pin designs were tested to ensure the wrap material would be pierced without cutting any pieces away from the parent material. Testing by a large independent equipment manufacturer has confirmed our conclusion that this pin design creates no plastic contamination. If the module wrap design should ever change to a reusable wrap in the future, one of our non-destructive wrap gripper designs will be used. An important advantage to the Cherokee approach is the fact that the plastic wrap is not cut, thus eliminating the risk of leaving cut wrap material in the module and causing plastic contamination in finished bales. Another important advantage is the ability to easily support high-volume ginning. It leaves virtually no cotton inside the wrap, which can be easily and safely removed by a single operator. The uncomplicated operational sequence is short and can be mastered by a new operator in a matter of minutes. Nearly 3,000 round modules were processed in 2008 and again in 2009 with this technology without any damage whatsoever to the module feeder beds. An overhead clearance of 25 feet is needed to operate the original Roundup. As an additional offering for 2010, the Roundup 2 will operate in a manner similar to the early testing in 2007 and will fit in most gens with height restriction limits. The Roundup 2 will include the automatic cycle feature and be easier for medium and small capacity gens to afford. I'd like to extend a special thank you to our friends at Sandy Ridge Cotton Company in Malden, Missouri, and also at Adams Land Company in Leechville, Arkansas, for placing their confidence in Cherokee. Additionally, I want to thank the ASABE and the Resource Magazine for featuring the Roundup in the 2009 AE 50 Awards. Also, I want to thank my co-author, Steve Evans, he's out of our Lubbock office, for his many contributions to this project. And finally, I want to thank all of the great folks at our factory in Salem, Alabama, without whom none of this would be possible. Thank you. Any questions?